Thank you, Argentina. And then can I go down the list? We have revised standard for cheddar cheese, again retained at step 8, pending the clarification, I mean the further discussion of clause 7.2 in the Codex Committee on food labeling. And the same will apply to draft revised standard for Danfo. Proposed draft revised standard for Edam. Proposed revised standard for Gouda. Proposed revised standard for Havarti. Proposed revised standard for Samso. Proposed revised standard for Emento. Proposed revised standard for Tilsta. Proposed draft revised standard for St. Pauline. Proposed draft revised standard for Provolone. Proposed revised standard for cottage cheese. Proposed draft revised standards for Colmias. Proposed draft revised standard for cream cheese. Proposed draft revised standard for Camembert. Proposed draft revised standard for Brie. And New Zealand, can we have clarification on the Argentina observation on proposed draft standard for mozzarella, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In terms of permitted ingredients, with reference to gelatin, we would have to ask IDF whether this is an omission or a mistake, or whether there is some reason why the committee decided not to include gelatin in the mozzarella standard.
Thank you, New Zealand. IDF, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, with regard to gelatin and starches, the normal approach followed by the milk committee is when you allow stabilizer and thickness, this is also allowed as a permitted ingredient. The only reason that it is a permitted ingredient is that there are no INS numbers for these substances, despite that they have the same function as stabilizers and thickness. In the case of mozzarella, there was quite a discussion in the milk committee whether or not to follow that approach for mozzarella, and the conclusion was not to. So that's the reason why gelatin and starches is not included in this particular standard.
Starches are...
Well, I would point out the starches are actually in the allowed in the function of an anti-caking agent, similar to the additive class anti-caking agents, and there are wording accordingly in the standard to that purpose. The second point raised from Argentina was regard to ripening enzymes, and we believe it may be a translation error or some kind of inconsistency, because the English version does not include ripening enzymes, and that is correct. So maybe the Spanish version should be checked on that point. Thank you.
Thank you, IDF, and Argentina is comfortable. Thank you for that clarification. And I'm happy to report that we have gone through the text provided from the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products, and now we have text from the Codex Committee on Nutrition for Food Special Dietary Uses, CCNFSDU, draft revised standard for proposed cereal-based foods for infants and young children. And I recognize the presence of the chairperson. Chairman, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, for speaking as chair of the CCNFSDU. I will be brief. The revision of this draft standard for processed cereal-based foods for infant and young children has been discussed extensively for a long period, and it is important that the standard should be revised as a worldwide standard. We reached consensus about the description of the products concerned by the standard, the essential composition, optional ingredients which may be added to those products, inclusion of a section of flavors, the food additive section, which was endorsed by the CCFAC with some modifications, and at least we reached also consensus about the labeling requirements for those products. Therefore, I have to thank all delegates and NGOs for their efforts and patience to reach consensus for the adoption of this revised standard by the Commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of CCNFSDU, and I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to adoption of the draft revised standard for processed cereal-based foods for infants and young children at step 8. And we are making reference to Al-Norm 06/29/26, Appendix 2. Highland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the last CCNFSDU session, the delegation of Thailand expressed its reservation on the provision for carbohydrates in Section 3.4.1 and 3.4.2. Even though most of the provisions of the standard are acceptable, we would like to remain our reservation on this matter, which we have proposed to reduce the level of added sugar. The recommendation of WHO FAO expert consultation on diet and nutrition for the prevention of non-communicable chronic disease, which later became the global strategy. From the consultation, it is recommended that consumption of free sugar should be limited to be less than 10% of total energy for the general population. Food for infants and children are very important in this aspect. During the development, the taste preferences are easily developed in infants from dairy food consumed. The high levels of sugar would encourage the development of preference for sweetness and sweetened foods. This may lead to the high intake of energy through consumption of food more than required and also create the problem of obesity later on in life. Since CODEC is a scientific-based organization, Thailand would like to urge the Commission to take role to ensure that the amount of added carbohydrates in the form of free sugars, particularly the sugar that has the sweetness much higher than lactose, established in the Section 3.4.1 and 3.4.2, would not cause the problem. Therefore, we would like to propose the Commission to provide the opportunity for the CCNFSDU to carefully consideration on Section 3.4.1 and 3.4.2 before adoption at Step 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. And I have India.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to draw the attention of the Commission to Lim 8, which reflects our concerns. The issues which we are raising are identical to the ones which we have been raising in CCNFSDU. We do believe that while developing the standard, the issues relating to the nutritional needs and health status of these vulnerable sections of our population, especially in developing countries, have not been a primary focus. We have three specific concerns. The first relates to the cereal content. The standard has been named as a standard for processed cereal-based foods, yet it is proposed to contain only 25% of cereals. This raises two issues. Does the name not mislead consumers, particularly those who are less educated? 75% will come from other ingredients, some of which will be higher than the cereal content. We would question whether it is ethical to call these foods cereal-based. The second issue on the cereal content is whether these standards adequately address the nutritional needs of the target population. we are beginning to talk about the WHO global strategy. In this context, I'll also draw attention to the UNICEF report on the progress for children, a report card on nutrition which was released in May this year, which states that over 50% of children worldwide are malnourished, most of them in developing countries, and undernutrition is contributing to about 5.6 million deaths of under fives every year. Specifically for South Asia, out of the 146 million undernourished children, about 78 million are in South Asia. It's for these reasons that we have been pointing out that the energy requirements of children in developing countries is higher. These foods tend to be the main component of infant diets, and therefore cereal, being the major source of energy, should comprise at least 50% of these foods. Our second concern is related to the energy density of food. The Indian recommended daily intake is 108 kilocalories per kg for 0 to 6 months. The details are in our LIM document. Most other countries have comparable requirements, including all developed countries. In this context, we believe that the proposed energy density of 0.8 kilocalories per gram is far too low. We had requested a minimum energy density of at least 4 to 5 kilocalories per gram. Below this level, we would be providing bulk without adequate energy, which would be detrimental to the nutritional status of infants and young children. Our third concern, Mr. Chairman, is regarding the minimum protein content. Protein energy malnutrition is also an issue of concern. The existing Codex standard, that is standard 7481, prescribes a minimum 15% protein content. And this, as we have pointed out in our LIM document, is closer to meeting the RDA requirements of protein, not only for India, but also for a large number of developed countries where we have looked at the RDA requirements. Our own national standard does not permit a lower protein content. We have in our LIM document analyzed the protein content of the most common cereals. It would be seen that any one of these cereals can provide more protein than is proposed.
India, could you summarize? We are still using the clock, please, and it's already red, okay?
It would be seen that any one of these cereals would provide more protein than is proposed to be provided through these foods. We would therefore urge the Commission to pause and assess what is the logic of lowering the protein content of this standard.
Thank you very much. India, and I have Singapore, please.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. We share the concern of Thailand that the amount of sugar, added sugar, is too high for some of the infant of the cereal-based food for infant and young children. Particularly in point 2.11, 2.14, the level of carbohydrate added is about 1.8 grams per 100 kilojoules and then 0.9 gram over 100 kilojoules. And if you add all this up together, it's about 30% of the total energy of the product come from the added carbohydrate. I think this is too high. We would like to, the levels to be within 10% of the total energy in the product. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore. And Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Norway will also express our concerns about the level of added sugar allowed in the standard. We raised this question in the committee last year because we find this very important in relation to the follow-up of the WHO Global Strategy on Diet, Physical Activity and Health, also expressed by Thailand. Therefore, Mr. Chair, primarily we should like to see the paragraphs concerning carbohydrates in point 3.4 in the standard reconsidered by the committee. However, if there is no consensus about this in the Commission, we will have our concerns reflected in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway, and the European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would like to support the recommendation of the Chair of the Committee to go ahead with the adoption of this standard. Mr. Chairman, we have been talking about this standard for a long, long time in the committee, and I think the concerns that have been raised have been discussed there, and some reservations have been noted, but the committee recommended that this standard should be adopted. Of course, it is not the place here to talk about individual proposals or concerns, but I would like just to note that the recommendation of WHO about the issue of added sugar is an overall recommendation for diets and not a specific recommendation for individual products. And here we are talking about an individual product. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. And then we have, thank you, European Community. And then we have Uganda, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Uganda delegation shares the sentiments, would like to support the sentiments expressed by India and Thailand. And the issues raised are of technical nature and are valid. And I think they should have, they don't seem to have been adequately addressed by the committee. And therefore, Uganda will not support the approval of the standard.
Thank you, Uganda. And then I have Philippines on my Philippines on my list, please. Philippines, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Philippines shares the same concern raised by Thailand and supported by Singapore. Thank you.
And then I have the United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States supports the adoption of these standards as proposed by the Chairman. These standards have been under consideration for a long time, and the committee discussed the text section by section, including the section on carbohydrates. We believe that these issues were properly considered in the committee, and it is not the place for the Commission to make technical corrections. We would also like to underscore that recommendations for the total diet cannot be necessarily imposed on single foods, and we have some concerns for those making those interjections. So in summary, Mr. Chairman, we support the adoption of these standards.
Thank you, United States of America. And then I have Sudan, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس والسودان أيضا يتعاطف مع الدول التي تحددت في هذا المعيار وفيما يتعلم موضوع السكر فقط سيد الرئيس أتساءل عن الأغذية التي مصدرها الحبوب فهل فيها حبوب محورة وراثيا إننا نعبر عن مشاغلنا عما يسمى بالتغنية الحيوية والتي يتمثل التحوير الوراثي رأس الرمح فيها نعم هنالك ورقة ستناقش هذا الموضوع التغنية الحيوية ولكن نعبر عن انشغالنا عن موضوع التحوير الوراثي وكنت بصدد أن أذكر هذا عندما ناقشنا موضوع الأجبان لأن هنالك بعض الأنزيمات محورة وراثية تدخل في إنتاج الجبنة فات علي ذكر هذا الأمر أما عن الحبوب الآن التي تعطى للأطفال ويهمنا نمو الأطفال والرضع هل هنالك حبوب محورة وراثية تدخل في هذا الأمر سيد الرئيس؟ نرجو أن لا يكون ذلك شكرا جزيلا
Thank you, Sudan, and you are really putting the chair to task, and I'm not really competent, but maybe we shall hear from the summary and explanation from the chair of the committee, and I have Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very briefly, Switzerland fully supports the adoption of this standard, which has been under discussion in the committee for a very, very long time. And we would like to express our appreciation also to the German Secretariat and to the German Chair, who has really done a very good job. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Switzerland, and I wish to inform the Commission that in no time we have to go back to our agenda item 3 because of the quorum issue, and I have less than 2 minutes, and now I wish to ask the countries that would like to speak. I'm just closing the list.
China.
I have Canada, Egypt, Ireland, Korea,
yeah, China. Ireland,
I have it on my list.
And Qatar.
Korea.
Korea already.
So this is the list I have. I have Canada, Egypt, Ireland, Korea, China, and Qatar. And the list is closed. We'll come back to this after the elections when we are trying to adopt, discuss item 3. And I invite the Secretary to lead us through.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this point of the time, the Commission is taken back to item 3, which we left yesterday because of lack of a quorum. So I would kindly ask the delegations to raise your country flag where a delegate is present in the delegation to allow the Secretariat to count the number of countries present in this room. While my colleagues are counting the numbers, I'd like to inform the Commission that the quorum in its final form will be judged by the number of countries casting a vote in favor and against the items to be put onto the voting. Therefore, if countries who are present now leave the room during the debate or cast an abstention vote, those countries will not be counted. And even though we have a quorum now, we may not have a quorum when we are leaving this agenda item. So this is the requirement from the FAO rules, and please be mindful of this condition. Thank you.
86.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have 85 countries present, which is 2 countries short of the quorum. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, we could not start discussion on item 3. Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I'd like to propose to try to constitute a quorum for the third and last time tomorrow morning at 11:45, 11:45. Please talk to your colleagues' delegations and ask them to be present in this room at 11:45 tomorrow morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary and Commission. That's the situation. Please, let's try to talk to our colleagues so that we are able to get the quorum. Otherwise, we will not be able to make the amendments. And if we could continue with our discussion on the draft revised standard for processed cereal-based foods for infants and young children, and I had Canada next on my list. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Briefly, we consider that this is an important standard to ensure the nutritional well-being of infants and young children. As has been stated earlier, this is a standard that has been under development for a very long time, and we fully support its adoption, as has the European Community, the United States, and Switzerland. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Canada, and then I have Egypt next, please.
Shukran, Sayyidul Rais. نسبه السكر هامه نسبه السكر هامه جدا في مثل هذه المنتجات المعدل استهلاك الاطفال لتجنب اثار البدانه وايضا احتمال الاصابه بمرض السكر مع تقدم العمر لمن عنده استعداد للاصابه بهذا المرض. النسبه المقترحه عاليه، يجب اعاده دراستها قبل اعتماد المعيار. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Egypt. I have Ireland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I shall be brief and just to let you know that Ireland fully supports the adoption of the standard as presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Ireland, for being brief. And Korea, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Korea would like to support in the adoption of this draft standard as recommended by the CCNFSDU. We believe that all the technical matters, including the sugar levels, fully discussed in CCNFSDU. So if we respect all the experts from the CCNFSDU, we have to rely on the recommendation of the CCNFSDU as it is. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Korea and China, please.
谢谢主席。 据我们所知，这个标准也已经进行了长时间的讨论。中国也支持刚才其他一些成员提到的观点。中国代表团支持这个标准尽快的得到通过。谢谢主席。
Thank you, China and Quetta, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. بتوافق دولة قطر على اعتماد المواصفة وبتؤيد قرار أو رأي دولة مصر فيما يتعلق بكمية السكر المضافة للتغذية الغذائية. شكرا.
Thank you, Katra. And Cyprus, please?
No?
I'm going to make a proposal that the document is adopted at step 8, but with the reservation from India, Norway, Singapore,
Thailand,
Uganda, and Qatar.
Egypt.
And Egypt, please. Yeah, and Egypt. Is there any strong opposition to my proposal that we adopt the text, but noting the reservations from the countries I've mentioned?
Thailand,
please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this standard is very important to the health of the infant and young children in developing countries, and because of the opposition of many countries also, we would like to request the Commission to provide the opportunity for the CCNFSU to consider further the possible revision of these sections. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. There is a proposal from Thailand that the rest of the text can be adopted except require the committee to further consider the sections on
No.
Sorry, I have to consult with the Secretariat, please. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the chair is really getting hot. And first of all, I want to go back to the chairperson of the committee, and if he could explain whether there are general agreements on the technical issues raised by India, Singapore, Egypt, and Norway, please. German, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, regarding the comments made by India, in LIM paper number 8 on the essential requirements in the draft standard at step 5, and that these comments had not been addressed by our committee when finalizing the revision of the standard. According to my memory, there had been no objection in our committee to forwarding the draft standard to step 8. I have also to notice that no government has sent any comments at this issue. I think it is in our procedure manual a clear recommendation how to handle this. And if Indian has not given a comment to be in time for looking at the adoption, I think we had discussed the thing. I remember that the protein advisory group, the guideline number 11, this guideline is very old, and this guideline was the basis of the revision of this standard. And this guideline gives the chance for the developing country also to use not only cereals but also roots and other raw foods and materials in developing country. And this was extensively discussed in the beginning of the revision of the standard. And again, to the restriction of sugars in the standard, I may mention that again that the global strategy mentioned that the 10% restriction is for the whole diet and not for a single food. And so we have also discussed this point in our committee extensively. You can read it under paragraph 84, I think so. So I think all the things were full discussed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. And I noticed the flag of India. India, please.
Thank you, sir. This is merely a response to the concern expressed by the chairman of this committee. When this document came at step 5 to CAC, we had raised these same concerns. CAC asked CCNFSDU to consider this. Our comments identical to this are on the record as CRD 18 of those documents. So our concerns have been raised at every opportunity which we were given. We are raising this because we feel that it has not been considered. However, sir, in a sense to move it forward, if the Commission could consider, while we may approve this standard, the concerns raised by India, Thailand and other countries could get referred back to the committee and could be examined, and we would be willing to prepare a technical paper on this subject.
Thank you, India. Seeing no any other flag, then we adopt the...
No, that is...
Where is that one?
Netherlands.
Oh, Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, speaking as Vice Chair of the Commission. On the issue to refer back or to continue deliberations on the issues raised by a number of countries, particularly related to the sugar, maybe I would like to give you for consideration that the CCNFSDU, and that is from the perspective of proper management of standard setting, has still on its plate another very important standard which is currently under revision and which we will discuss when we are at the next agenda item. That is the draft revised standard on infant formula. And again, that is a standard that is already under consideration for quite some time. And as said, from the perspective of proper management of standard setting, I give for you in consideration that we would ask the committee to expeditiously finalize its work on that particular standard. And as these issues raised by a number of countries on this proposal cereal-based foods related to sugar has been discussed in the committee, and no, let's say, and for the time being not to reopen the discussion on those issues, defer it to a later date, and ask the committee to work expeditiously in solving all the outstanding issues related to the draft revised standard for infant formula, and only come back to certain issues when finalized the discussions on the draft which is currently in step 5. So I would like that perspective from a proper management perspective given the heavy workload of the committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thailand, please. Thank you very much. The Netherlands and Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the spirit of moving forward. We would like to support the proposal made by India. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand, and that makes life a bit comfortable in the whole commission. And we therefore adopt the standard at step 8 as presented, and that is draft revised standard for processed cereal-based foods for infants and young children, Alnom 06/29/26, Appendix 2, and also ask CIS and SFDU to start considering clauses 3.2, 3.3, and 3.4 in light of the WHO global strategy on diet, physical activity, and health, and also taking the concerns taking into consideration the concerns raised by Thailand, India, Singapore, Norway, Uganda, and Egypt. That will be our summary, and of course, adoption of the text, as I've mentioned.
Okay, agreed. Yes, I think.
Thank you so much, and then we can go to.
Yeah.
Text from the Codex Committee from PESA's Codex Committee on PESA's residues, and we have three texts.
Argentina, I don't know on which country.
Argentina, sorry, you know you are in a corner that the chair is unable to see you quickly. But sorry, where are you?
Gracias, señor. Me vas a caer de la silla por la desesperación. Usted se tiene que acordar que yo hablar puedo, lo que no puedo en estos días es caminar. Una sola observación respecto de la norma que se aprobó y que tiene que ver con la traducción de una materia prima. El arrow rot en el punto 3.11 relativo a distintos tipos de raíces amiláceas, arrow rot se está traduciendo en la versión española como arroz, y en realidad la traducción es arrurrus. Le pediríamos por favor que tenga en cuenta esto, porque no se trata de arroz. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina, for bringing that to our attention. The Secretary will take care of that.
Spain, the original language.
Spain, please, are you on the same text? Because we have already adopted. I hope you are not saying we should not adopt. Spain, please.
Muchas gracias, Presidente. Simplemente, en relación con la última observación lingüística, en España, en principio, hablamos español y no estamos familiarizados con el término que ha sugerido la delegada de Argentina. Yo sugiero que de cara a la traducción veamos con la Secretaría cuál es el nombre botánico concreto de la especie a que se refiere y buscaríamos la mejor solución para el término en la lengua española. Pero nosotros nos opondríamos a que se ponga rurrus porque yo en 47 años de vida no lo había oído nunca. Muchísimas gracias.
Thank you, Spain. We shall kindly ask our experts in translation to take care of the concerns. Thank you. And can we then go to the chairperson of the Codex Committee on PESA's residues? Hello. And if she could quickly introduce the three standards in block, please. The Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, the 38th session of the CODIS Committee on Pesticide Residues was 3 months ago in Fortaleza on the kind invitation of the government of Brazil. It was a very interesting session. There were some highlights. I only want to mention one, to be briefly. We had started a discussion about how enforcement bodies take into consideration Codex MRLs when they do the enforcement bodies at the point of entry. Now you can all read the interesting discussion in the report of the CCPR. But let's go quickly to Appendix 2 of this report of the CCPR, in which the CCPR brings forward about 200 MRLs for 14 compounds for adoption at Step 8. And also in Appendix 3, we bring forward about 150 MRLs in relation to 13 compounds for the accelerated procedure, so Step 5-8. And in Appendix 4, Mr. Chairman, we bring forward for adoption at Steps 8 also the proposed draft guidelines on estimation of uncertainty of results. And that's an interesting document that's about how you have to take into consideration measurement uncertainties when you do enforcement and control activities. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairperson of the CODIS Committee on Pesticide Residues, and I wish to ask the committee, the Commission rather, if there is an objection to adoption of the draft maximum residual limits for pesticides, including dried chili pepper, and on 06/29/24, Appendix 2.
Yeah.
European Community, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. La communauté européenne souhaite maintenir et confirmer ses réserves pour 4 substances, le méthiocarbe, la deltamétrine, l'oxyméthométhyl et le chlorprofame. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, EC. Okay, thank you. Then the document is adopted with a reservation as pointed out by the European Community.
Norway. Norway is also reservation.
Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Norway would like to support EU. Thank you. So we make also a reservation.
Okay, so we note your reservation, Norway.
Thank you.
So the next text is adopted as Step 8. Then the next text is draft guidelines on estimation of uncertainty of results, and NOM 06/29/24, Appendix 4. Any objections to adoption of this text at Step 8? I see no flag. Then thank you very much. The text is adopted at Step 8. And the next one is the proposed draft maximum residual limits for pesticides, Alnom 06/29/24, Appendix 3. And I wish to put the Commission if there is any objection to adopting this text at Step 5-8. Seeing none, thank you very much. Then the text is adopted at Step 5-8. The next one is the draft maximum residual limits on veterinary drugs, and this is the committee on residual veterinary drugs and food, and the chairperson of the United States, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The 16th session of the Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Foods was held on May 8th through the 12th in Cancun, Mexico, and we appreciate the kind invitation of the government of Mexico and the United States in making that happen. The meeting was co-chaired by Dr. Octavio Carranza de Mendoza. There were 39 member countries and one member organization, and five international organizations were present at the meeting. Mr. Chairman, we wish to propose that four compounds consisting of 16 MRLs be proposed for adoption at Step 8. This is in Alinorm 062931, Appendix 2. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, United States, and I wish to ask if there is any objection to adoption of this text at Step 8. I recognize the flag of the European Community, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous avons une réserve à maintenir sur le trichlorfond, en particulier pour la limite maximum de résidus dans le lait de vache. Et en particulier, nous souhaitons que soient prises en compte les données qui ont été transmises récemment par le GECFA et que la discussion soit reprise sur ce point-là à la prochaine réunion du CCRVDF. Merci.
Thank you, European Community. Then we shall take note of the reservation on the product of many cyclophone, is it? Thank you, European Community. Then we take note of the reservation of the community on triclophone, right? Thank you. Any other objection? Seeing none, then we adopt the text at...
reservation, please?
No
way.
Nora, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Nora would also like to make a reservation like the EU did. Thank you.
Thank you, and the reservation will be made. Argentina, please.
Hola. Gracias, señor presidente. Argentina tiene serias preocupaciones por la divergencia que encuentra entre los límites propuestos de cipermetrina y alfa-cipermetrina en leche bovina, entre la sugerencia del CHECFA y los del JMPR. En función de eso, quisiéramos hacer una reserva respecto a la adopción de estos límites. Gracias.
Argentina, do I understand that you are not against adoption of the text, but you rather request to have your reservation recorded on those products mentioned?
Yes.
Okay. The reservation will be noted. Thank you very much. Now I wish to invite the Secretary for some housekeeping announcements, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to make, with the indulgence of interpreters, very quickly some housekeeping announcements as well as some other important announcements. Regarding the current agenda item, we have finished only part one. Usually we should be by this time in agenda item 4 or 5 advanced. I think we have accumulated almost 5 hours delay during this session. And of course, due to the budgetary constraints, there is no arrangements made for night sessions. So whether or not the Commission wishes it, we may have to skip certain discussion of certain items at a later stage, unless the delegate shows the spirit of concurrence to the idea of moving forward, but we can assess the situation later today. But we have about 5 hours delay according to the originally scheduled meeting timetable. Mr. Chairman, in the afternoon, the committee will discuss or resume its discussion on part two of the working document /5. There will be 4 items sitting on part two, but the secretariat had the chance to talk to the chair of the CCRVDIF on the last item, and it has been clarified that it was not really the intention of the committee to give a formal status to this compendium document and adopt formally at step 5. Therefore, with the concurrence of the Commission, we could decide not to discuss this item under item 4, but to come back to this issue under item 11. Mr. Chairman, part 3 contains a record of one draft MRL that is one of these draft standards held at step 8 by the Commission. And to date, there was no request received to put again this draft standard to discussion, so there will be no need for the Commission to discuss part 3 of this document. Mr. Chairman, the nomination for the election of the chairperson had been closed half an hour ago, and by that time I received only one nomination form that contains only one name of the candidate. The name of the candidate is Claude J.S. Mosha from Tanzania. Mr. Chairman, at this point of time, because there is only one candidate for it, I'd like to invite the Commission to elect you as the chairperson for your second term by acclamation. Mr. Chairman, we have a few other announcements to make. Because of the election of Mr. Mosha at this point of time, there is no need to hold the elections tonight, and there is no need to hold the nomination of vice chairpersons until a later time. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, with the concurrence of the Commission, I'd like to suggest slightly amend the timetable for the elections. That is to open the nomination for the vice chairman's place immediately after the morning session is over, and close the nomination tomorrow at noon instead of 15 hours if the Commission agrees to this slight amendment.
Thank you very much. I wish to ask the Commission if there is an objection to the slight amendment as proposed by the Secretary. Seeing none, then the slight amendment is granted. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Those countries wishing to nominate candidates for vice chairpersons of the Commission are kindly requested to approach me any time after the session is over. Mr. Chairman, I have just two housekeeping announcements to make. There will be a meeting on the Codex Trust Fund, the official name is FAOWHO Trust Fund for Enhanced Participation in Codex. All delegations, whether or not you are beneficiaries or donors, regardless of your status, all delegations are invited to join the meeting taking place now in room 4, sal 4. Another meeting is going to take place in room 18. This is the meeting of the countries in African region convened by Morocco. So with these two announcements, I would like to inform the Commission that the afternoon session is scheduled to start from 2:30. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And with those announcements, then we break for lunch and come back at 2:30. And I wish to thank our interpreters for their cooperation and understanding. Thank you very much.